Boston, Connor McDavid scored at 8:18 of overtime as Canada defeated the United States 3-2 in a riveting Four Nations face-off final Thursday. The Edmonton Oilers captain took a pass-off from Mitch Marner in front, ripped a shot past Connor Hellebuyck to set off wild celebrations. Nathan MacKinnon and Sam Bennett had the goals in regulation for the Canadiens, with Marner recording two assists. A stellar Jordan Binnington made 31 saves. McDavid was named game MVP, while MacKinnon was named tournament MVP. Brady Tkachuk and Jake Sanderson replied for the U.S., which got 24 stops from Connor Hellebuyck. Austin Matthews added two assists. The game that had the North American sporting world's attention was played against the backdrop of heightened political tensions between the countries. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened sanctions and repeatedly mused, including Thursday on social media, about making his country's northern neighbor and close ally the 51st state. Trump also posted on Truth Social he would be watching the game, added White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. And we look forward to the United States beating our soon-to-be 51st state, Canada. The U.S. was without injured defenseman Charlie McAvoy. Sanderson took his place in the lineup for a second straight game, while Canadian counterpart Josh Morrissey was a late scratch for Thomas Harley because of illness. Canada did have Cale Makar after he missed his country's 3-1 preliminary round loss to the Americans on Saturday in Montreal. Another mouth-watering encounter that included three fights in the game's first 9 seconds, also due to illness. Canada put its 15-year streak of topping high-level international competitions involving NHL players on the line after winning Olympic gold in 2010 and 2014, and claiming the 2016 World Cup. Canada beat the U.S. 3-2 in overtime on Sidney Crosby's golden goal at the Vancouver Games in 2010. The league missed the last two Olympics, but will return in 2026 in Milan Cortina, Italy, after the Four Nations, which also included Sweden and Finland, set the table with stirring theater in both Montreal and Boston. Russia was banned from this event due to its war in Ukraine, while reigning world champion Czechia didn't make the cut. Jersey-clad fans from both countries gathered in the streets and bars around TD Garden in the hours before Thursday's puck drop. Plenty had signs, including one from a Canadian fan that read, "Welcome to the USA, Canada's 11th province." The electric atmosphere inside the building started with jeers for the team in red and chants of, "USA! USA!" during warm-ups. "Oh Canada!" was loudly booed inside the arena by American fans in response to the Star-Spangled Banner, getting similar treatment in Montreal earlier in the event, and at recent NHL and NBA games across Canada in response to Trump's threats. Wayne Gretzky and Mike Arouzian, captain of the 1980 U.S. men's Olympic team, served as honorary captains. MacKinnon opened the scoring at 4:48 of the first when he took a pass along the boards and wheeled into the high slot before firing his tournament-leading fourth goal through traffic on Hellebuyck. Tkachuk tied it at 16:52 from in tight after Matthews tried to jam in a wraparound. The second period saw a couple of terrific early chances. Mark Stone had a shot just dribble wide for Canada, while Binnington stretched to deny Jack Hughes. Sanderson gave the Americans, who received a 5-minute call from Trump in the locker room Thursday morning, their first lead at 7:32 when he fired past the Canadian netminder. Canada responded with 6 minutes left in the period when Bennett roofed a shot on Hellebuyck off a slick setup from Marner. McDavid then had a great look from the slot. The edge of your seat third included Brandon Hagel tipping a Makar point shot off the post and a couple of in-tight looks off American sticks before Marner had the puck on his stick in a dangerous position in the dying seconds of regulation. Matthews had another great opportunity in the extra period that Binnington denied on the doorstep and another on Tkachuk. Binnington then snagged another Matthews effort. Trump calling. The U.S. president spoke to the American team via general manager Bill Guerra's cell phone. "It was a distinct honor," head coach Mike Sullivan said of hearing from Trump. "We have a locker room full of proud Americans. When the President of the United States takes the time out of his busy schedule to say a few words to our guys, I know it meant a lot to every one of us. Long trek. Canadian forward Seth Jarvis had some support in the stands. The Winnipeg native said five friends he's known since minor hockey made the roughly 30-hour drive from the Manitoba capital to Boston. Shows how crazy Canadians are, said the 23-year-old. It means a lot to everybody. That's just a really good example. The Canadian press.